glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray that we may love one another as Christ has loved us. God our Father, you have invited us to share in the supper which your Son gave to his church to proclaim his death until he comes. May he nourish us by his presence and unite us in his love, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Beloved, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you: love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Maundy Thursday. To me, the most powerful and beautiful liturgy of the whole Christian year, and a night when we shall feel most keenly the deprivation of being away from our building, or at least unable to use the church building to its full potential to relive this experience, the events recounted in the readings tonight. These readings and this liturgy take us through a whole kaleidoscope of emotions. We remember, we give thanks, we consummate our common life in Christ, we bid farewell, we experience abandonment. My song is love unknown. My Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Robert Runcie used to say that God first loved us when we were unlovable. And the mystery of this night, of this beautiful liturgy, is to show to us the full depth of the love of Jesus. It is, of course, a poignant farewell meal. And there we were, toasting friendship, laying down a perfect memory, writes Seamus Heaney in his poem Oysters. There we were, toasting friendship, laying down a perfect memory. And it is true that from this meal, this meal we call the Last Supper, the Eucharist repeated again and again and again down the ages throughout every corner of the world, brings to life this memory, this perfect memory of our time with our Lord. But this meal is a pivotal meal, not just the beginning of a new order, but it is also a meal which looks back to our origins, to God's rescue of his people. We look to the journey of the people of God through the Exodus, through the wilderness years, through that nomadic existence of God's chosen before they found a homeland. First, then, we look back because we must always remain good Jews, always mindful of the immense privilege of the call of God to his chosen people, of which we are the inheritors, and repent in so doing of our preposterous and shameful anti-Semitism down the centuries, in which we despised our own birthright, our own family. And we look to the present, to this moment, this magic night, this poignant meal, and to the shocking act of humble service embodied by Jesus in washing his disciples' feet when each of them drew back, and yet he showed them the way. And we look to the future, to all that shall be, to all the times from this night that two or three gather together to break bread, to share a cup of wine, and to make real this wondrous event. We toast to the future, in the words of Patricia Highsmith, a toast to optimism and to courage, a glass to daring, and a laurel to the one who leaps. And the disciples of Jesus all are called to optimism and courage, to daring, and to being ready to leap into the unknown. And let those be our watchwords as we continue the Christian life in the year ahead. So often the church is concerned with safety and security, of drawing boundaries, of nestling into our home, instead of which Jesus calls us to a life of unremitting adventure, of exploration, of broadening, of widening and deepening our experience of God. This is why it's very good on this night, if space and opportunity allows, for us to sit as a family of God around a large table, laid out wherever we meet, wherever we can congregate, when we're allowed to, in such a way that at this one table, and we recall here the words of Rudolf Schwarz we quoted earlier in the week, this table in the simple room, where firstly we shall taste of the Passover food, the roast lamb, the bitter herbs, the unleavened bread, to remind us of where the journey began and of how God has blessed us as he blessed the children of Israel as they were rescued from slavery and despair. And at the same table, around the same table, we reenact the washing of the feet by bathing the feet of one another recalling this act of gentle love on the part of Jesus himself. And at the same table, to break bread and to share wine. And from the same table, to go out to the place of abandonment, which we shall now, through our own faithfulness, make a place of solidarity and mutual love. And it is a good thing, too, that if we can follow through that sequence of events at the table of the Lord, that we rearrange the readings for this night with the Exodus account, followed by the Gospel of the foot washing, and then the reading from St. Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, recalling this gift of the Eucharist. And so we honour a God of past, present and future, the God who is, who was and who will be to the end of time. And we taste of the food of liberation, the food of our present encounter, and the food of our future hope. We go to the table to be, to remember, to be stirred to service, to share food, and to dedicate ourselves afresh, to never again abandon our Lord. Unworthy though we be, we will go with him to the end. But to get there, we need to sit at his table, to learn, to listen, to be fed, and to be changed. Remembering, as we do so, the beautiful words of George Herbert, priest and poet. Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin. But quick-eyed love, observing me grow slack, from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. I, the unkind, ungrateful, ah, my dear, I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand and smiling did reply, who made the eyes but I? Truth, Lord, but I have marred them. Let my shame go where it doth deserve. And know you not, says love, who bore the blame? My dear, then I will serve. You must sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat.
Themselves displeased and gained.
Jesus Christ, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign, now and forever. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Father, on this night, the night he was betrayed, your Son, Jesus Christ, washed his disciples' feet. We commit ourselves to follow his example of love and service. Lord, hear us and humble us. On this night, he prayed for his disciples to be one. We pray for the unity of your church, especially holding in prayer our sisters and brothers in Christ across this area, each in their own way observing these holy days. Lord, hear us and unite us. On this night, he prayed for those who were to believe through his disciples' message. We pray for the mission of your church. Lord, hear us.
And renew our zeal.
On this night, he commanded his disciples to love, but suffered rejection himself. We pray for the rejected and the unloved. Lord, hear us.
And goes with your love.
On this night, he reminded his disciples that if the world hated them, it hated him first. We pray for those who are persecuted for their faith. Lord, hear us and give us your peace. On this night, he accepted the cup of death and looked forward to the new wine of the kingdom. We remember those who have died in the peace of Christ. Lord, hear us and welcome all your children into paradise.
Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The peace of the Lord be always with you. the Eucharist we are with our crucified and risen Lord, we know that it was not only our ancestors, but we who were redeemed and brought forth from bondage to freedom, from mourning to feasting. We know that as he was with them in the upper room, so our Lord is with us now. Until the kingdom of God comes, let us celebrate this feast. Blessed are you, Lord God of the universe. You bring forth bread from the earth. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God, God of the universe. You create the fruit of the vine. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right to give you thanks, Father most holy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For on this night he girded himself with a towel, and taking the form of a servant, washed the feet of his disciples. He gave us a new commandment, that we should love one another as he has loved us. Knowing that his hour had come, in his great love, he gave this supper to his disciples to be a memorial of his passion, that we might proclaim his death until he comes again and feast with him in his kingdom. Therefore, earth unites with heaven to sing a new song of praise. We too join with angels and archangels forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who on the same night that he was betrayed, that is, this very night, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people here and in their homes, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Look, Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven, is broken for the life of the world. Unite us in this sign. The gifts of God, for the people of God. Jesus, bread of life, bread for the world, feed us with your presence. The body of Christ, broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that in this wonderful sacrament you have given us the memorial of your passion. Grant us so to reverence the sacred mysteries of your body and blood that we may know within ourselves and show forth in our lives the fruits of your redemption. For you are alive and reign, now and forever. Amen.